Esteemed colleagues, I'm very happy to be here and very honored. I will start with a quote by one of us, the mayor of Bogota. He said, "A developed city is not a place where the poor have cars. It's where the rich use public transport." I think that's a very, very nice quote. A lot has already been said, so I will be brief and I will try to touch only on subject matters that I think were not. First of all, one of the things that we started was to embrace the 17 Sustainable Development Goals that the government of Cyprus committed to. I suggest if anybody has not done this, you should immediately go find out if your government has committed to the Sustainable Development Goals. And if they have, you can use it to start creating pressure to get funding for projects that have as an aim the targets of the Sustainable Development Goals. Number two, you need a way to measure the goals. We have just entered into an agreement with a UNOPS operative called 25 plus 5 cities. We pay an amount of money for experts to come to Nicosia to we select the targets of SDGs that we will focus on. They measure it now, they will measure it after some time in order to see progress or no progress so that we know how we proceed. One of the things in Nicosia, which probably it's not relevant to many of other cities, is that we do not have enough density. So one of the first things that we did in order to proceed with the sustainability was to create an urban plan for the center of the city with urban parameters, incentives, in order to get people to start investing, increase building coefficients to get the necessary density to create the sustainability for public transport, because we are a small city, we're a small country, smaller city, and public transport becomes non-economically feasible. I mean, the government needs to pay a lot of money in order to have public transport. So we need to increase the people in the center, and we did this through incentives, urban planning incentives. Something that was not discussed unless I'm mistaken, we have focused a lot on youth. We're trying, we think future means youth. We have most universities in Cyprus, and we're now, and we try to bring research centers in this historic city of Nicosia. We achieved an amazing feat. We got the Max Planck Institute of Germany and the University College of London and the Cyprus universities. And we formed, we applied at the Horizon 2020 programs, and we got approved for a 50 million project in the center of the historic city, thus bringing youth in the city. And also, that's a good way, if you haven't done it, to get funding, combine funding. We applied for the Horizon 2020, and we applied for structural funding, and we applied for EBRD funding. And we told each one of these bodies that we're applying to each other and that their money will not be 1 + 1 = 2, but their money will be 1 + 1 = 3. And they loved it, and they approved lots of funding for that. We are going to design promoting youth. We are promoting free minibus service. For everybody, but it will mainly benefit youth. And also we will try to connect the four main universities of the city with the historic center in order to help back and forth for the students. I have some a lot more, but I would like to comment on something the gentleman from Harvard said. I can't see if he's here. He said the start of sustainability is jobs and employment. I fully agree, but jobs and employment not in general, in the place, in the city. Because one of the mistakes that we have done was that we thought that employment was infinitely mobile, like capital, and it's not. And that's the problem we're facing now with the effects of people being left behind by the globalization effects. Thank you very much.